two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by PC Laptops. And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 55 degrees.
Traffic looking good on our freeways once again. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Outdoor Retailer Show might be looking to leave Denver, and Utah's governor says they should come back to Salt Lake City.
We invite you back, and we'll take great care of you.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more from near the Salt Lake Convention Center.
Some of the attendees and companies told the Deseret News they don't like going to Denver anymore. It's too far away from the mountains and the outdoors, and it's expensive. Now Governor Spencer Cox has this video explaining the way Salt Lake City is better for the trade show.
Salt Lake has a brand new $4.2 billion international airport. A new 700-room Hyatt Regency Hotel is being built directly into the Salt Palace Convention Center.
The governor also goes through the ways the state is working on protecting public lands. The Outdoor Retailers say they left in 2017 because of the controversy over bears' ears. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Marine killed in Afghanistan during the U.S. military withdrawal is being laid to rest today. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports he'll be buried in Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
Family and friends laying Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover to rest in a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery today. Sergeant Hoover was one of 13 U.S. service members killed in a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport during the military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Hoover was a 2008 graduate of Hillcrest High School and lived in Daggett County. There's no doubt he was loved by his family and his community.
Governor Spencer Cox has ordered flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of Hoover's service.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The GOP-led audit of the 2020 presidential election in Arizona has come to an end, and the results are going to be publicly announced today. A draft copy of the report obtained by several news outlets says that the number of votes cast by President Joe Biden went up after the hand recount. Coming up in the KSL In-Depth in about 10 minutes, we'll take you live to Phoenix and get an update on this story.
We're also following a developing story this hour. President Biden just wrapped up speaking to the nation about the Pfizer booster shots, which are available starting today for people over 65, those in high-risk categories, and frontline workers. But he also says we still need to focus on people who haven't gotten their vaccine at all.
Three-quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot, but one-quarter has not gotten any. And in a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority can cause an awful lot of damage. And they are causing a lot of damage. The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or a cancer operation needed to get the life-saving care because the places where they would get that care are crowded. They are not available.
The president says he will be getting his booster shot soon.
For the first time in 40 years, the full-distance Ironman World Championship will not be held in Hawaii. It's moving to Utah instead. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
The race consists of swimming, biking, and running and covers 140.6 miles, and it will be held in St. George. The move from Hawaii comes after COVID restrictions in that state canceled the competition for the second year in a row. Just last week, St. George hosted a half Ironman World Championship going 70.3 miles. This year's full Ironman will actually take place in May of 2022, and local Washington County officials tell the St. George Spectrum they're excited to host the international event. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The boyfriend of Gabby Petito is officially on the run from law enforcement because an arrest warrant has been issued for Brian Laundrie. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Brian Laundrie, a fugitive today. An arrest warrant out, but not for Gabby Petito's homicide. He's been indicted by a grand jury in Wyoming for allegedly using a debit card and PIN that didn't belong to him to withdraw at least $1,000 after Petito's death. That's enough to allow the FBI to arrest him if they find him, and they can hold him while they continue to investigate her death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Coming up on...
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.